My name's Barry Rafe. As well as being Senior Vice President, I'm actually hired help here for the next 2 days. I'm facilitating this forum. So you'll be seeing a bit of me, telling you where the toilets are. I mean, I was telling my kids, you know, they think it's fantastic Dad's doing this stuff. And they said, what do you talk about? I said, well, I'll tell them where the toilets are. And they said, well, what sort of training is required, you know, to become an actuary to tell people where the toilets are? We've got 350 registrations for this conference, which is by far the largest. We had 300 last year, so it's good for everybody to be here. I'll make my announcements in a moment. I'll ask Presenter Hinton, our President, to formally open the forum. Thank you, Presenter.
Thank you, Barry. Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all our presenters and delegates to the Institute's fifth Financial Services Forum. On behalf of the Institute, I'd like to acknowledge and thank our sponsors for their valuable contributions and support of this event. Our particular thanks goes to our three silver sponsors, Deloitte Actuaries and Consultants, who are hosting the always popular Barista Lounge, Towers Watson, who will be sponsoring tomorrow morning's plenary session, and QED Actuarial, who will be producing three newsletters, and we've already received the first one of those, over the course of this forum. They'll be sponsoring the bulletin board, and they'll be providing two prizes to delegates. I'd also like to thank DW Simpson, who's the Satchel sponsor, and IGA, who's the hospitality sponsor. When this program was being formulated late last year, we were aware of the Henry and the Ripoll reviews, that they would be complete, that the Cooper review would be nearing its end, and that we'd be having a federal budget in the same week. It was clear that changes were coming. But exactly what they'd end up being and when was and still is far from clear. With the baby boomers starting to retire and superannuation benefits becoming increasingly significant, it's no surprise that the needs and wants of an ageing population are getting more and more attention politically and in public policy. Policymakers and regulators are increasingly concerned to ensure that the system works as intended. Confidence in it is high. The desired financial outcomes are achieved. And taxpayers' money is spent wisely. And the industry is world class. The actuarial profession has an opportunity and a responsibility to contribute its unique expertise to these discussions. There's a huge amount of analysis and commentary about this in the public domain every day. But our goal over the next 2 days is to drill deeper than this public debate. Our intent is to bring a professional view with all its implied sense of social responsibility to what this should mean, to better organising the system as a whole, to the business of individual institutions, and to the solutions available for individual investors, savers, and retirees. As you can see from the program of 46 concurrent sessions, our professional colleagues have expertise and opinions in wide and varied aspects of addressing all these concerns. We thank all of our concurrent presenters for their work and commitment in bringing their ideas to this forum. All the papers presented will be eligible for the 2010 Melville Financial Services Forum Prize, and the winner will be announced by the adjudication panel shortly after the forum. The four plenary sessions are all about aspects of the constraints, realities, and contexts of the problems we're trying to solve. Real-world conditions to inform our analysis. Panel one this morning provides insights into the vagaries of human behaviour and the financial decisions we make. Panel two this afternoon highlights the different priorities and issues arising from the business models operating today. Tomorrow morning, Hazel McNealidge comments on the Australian situation in a global context. And in the final session tomorrow, John Trowbridge and others will look at the rules and regulations required to get the financial outcomes the Australian population needs. We also wish to welcome a special guest from the US Society of Actuaries, Mike McLaughlin. Mike will be joining Richard Lyon and me later today to launch the second edition of the textbook Understanding Actuarial Management, the Actuarial Control Cycle. This is a joint initiative of the Institute and the Society of Actuaries. Please join us at 5:45 this evening in the foyer during the pre-dinner drinks. I'd now like to welcome Melinda Howes, our CEO, to say a few words.
Okay, it's my job to do the ads on what fantastic stuff is coming up over the next couple of weeks. First of all, this afternoon, as Bezena mentioned, at 5:45 there's the book launch as part of the drinks session. But just before that, at 4:10pm, we are running our annual general meeting. So we'd like to invite members to come along to that. It will be a fairly short and punchy meeting. So 4:10 on-site during afternoon tea, we'll be running that one. It's up down on level 2, the level below in room 5. So please come along. Okay, now some diary dates to mark down. We've got our ERM, Enterprise Risk Management Community Session, coming up. This is really interesting. It's going to be on how the first international risk management standard would have assisted in detecting risks in the federal government's home insulation program. So a very interesting case study to run through a risk management process. That's 26th of May at the Institute offices in Sydney. I'm also delighted to announce our second Enterprise Risk Management Seminar, which will be held in Sydney on Tuesday the 21st of September with the theme ERM, It's All About Opportunity. So mark your diaries for 21 September. We've got a Young Actuaries program coming up. The committee are continuing their schedule of events. And next Tuesday night, 18th of May, there'll be sessions in Sydney entitled Networking Exposed. And we thank all our sponsors who are actively supporting that program. It runs in both Sydney and Melbourne. Also happening this month, just for your information, there's presidential dinners on in Perth, Singapore and Hong Kong. So Bezena's going to have a very busy month. And planning is well underway for our next two major events. There's the General Insurance Seminar, Risk and Reward. That's up on the at the Sheraton Mirage on the Gold Coast from the 7th to the 9th of November. And then we have in 2011, in April, we have the next biennial convention, and that's going to be titled Beyond the Mandate. It'll be held in Sydney here at the Hilton from the 10th to the 13th of April. And the convention will immediately follow the International Actuarial Association committee meetings, which are in Sydney from the 7th to the 9th of April. So we will have around 200 international actuaries coming, and we expect that some or many of them will stay on for our convention, so that's fantastic. Finally, you would have received an email recently about we are kicking off our research grants and research contracts program again. It ran for the first time last year. So if you would like to apply for a research grant or contract, or if you'd like to suggest some topics for research, particularly the contracts that are aimed at very real-life business, solving real-life business issues. So if you have an issue you'd like a researcher to address, then please contact Ron Manane from the Institute. Thank you very much. Enjoy the forum, and I'll hand back to Barry.
Thanks, Melinda. Okay, just got a few housekeeping things first. You've got name tags, and there's quite a few people sort of drifting around here, so if you can keep your name tags on, that'll be great. And there's also a mini program inside there that's got a little map in it, just in case you get lost. That's not a map of Sydney night spots or anything, it's just a map of the inside the Hilton. And you'll see that, as Melinda mentioned, we've got the AGM this afternoon. Now, we've got a couple of new things happening. We won't ask you to turn your mobile phones off. We'll just ask you to put them in silent mode. because we're going to experiment with questions through SMS, and there's a number that will come up, and the number is 0414-079-448. And if you SMS a question to that number, then what will happen is it will get, you know, we'll get 1,000 questions come through. Or there's cards on your table too, so you can use those, and they'll be collected during the session. So we'll put it into a filtering system, and it'll come up on my screen just here, so I can see questions coming through, some sort of on hot topics, and see some of the trends in the questions. Number again. In fact, the number will come up at the end, at the start of each session anyway, but it's 0414-079-448. The other new thing we're trialling is tweetering. I've never done twittering, is it? Yeah. I've never done this, but I know it gets into a lot of trouble. So my advice is at 3 a.m, don't be too... we don't want some actuarial scandal in the next couple of days, and sort of if you read our code of conduct, there are things that we can get you for on tweetering. So anyway, that'll be just another experiment too, to see how that works. Now, that said, we've got three speakers. And could the speakers come up, please? And I'll be introducing them individually in detail. We've got an hour session and three speakers, so there's actually not much time for questions anyway. We'll have a panel discussion, say 15 to 20 minutes, and I'll get questions through. So the speakers have been instructed to sort of give hard, punchy presentations. On the topic of what Australians really need. And so what we're doing, starting off the conference with a focus on sort of the guy in the street, the person who's the ultimate beneficiary of financial services. I mean, financial services touches basically everybody. And so we're going to start off with focusing on that individual. And as we go through the conference, we're going to focus in on sort of more specific stuff around product and regulation.